Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than alcohol poisoning.
Ooh, yeah, I should hope so.
We're better than that. That's not a good feeling. The number to call in, should you wish to, while we are live, 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking listen and chat live. Or if you're listening on one of our affiliates, simply open a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com. Go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. And you are in our chat room listening wherever you can. I certainly recommend it. I'm your host, Davin Rosemont. I am joined by Joe Curry.
Hello.
And Pip's back.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Pip.
Hi. I'm back.
You are back. A big show tonight. We'll be discussing the many myths that I, and I'm sure lots of other people, believed in regards to drinking.
I think that there are pretty popular ones in there.
Exactly. So, you know, Joe is usually our resident alcoholic.
Yes, I most certainly am.
So so hopefully we'll educate Joe. I don't know if he knew all these, so Joe can drink smartly.
Drink wine.
I don't know if I want to. That's not fun.
Well, that way you could recover quickly.
I like reckless drinking.
It sounds like you were doing reckless drinking before the show. Joey, you recklessly drinkling before the show?
Well, I'm fighting off laryngitis, man.
Well. Oh, great for the radio show.
Oh, yeah, most certainly.
Great.
But
I bought, Pip will be out next week.
I bought cough drops. I got cough drops. I got maybe have some soda.
I heard you crinkling them earlier. That's how I was going to get the bag. I'm like, open that now.
Yeah,
he's
right.
Like a guy in the movie that's got, oh,
if
look,
you,
I've
if
got
you
a
want
bag
water,
of caramels.
If you want water, there's water.
No, soda's fine. Soda's fine.
Yeah, that's perfect for laryngitis. All right, anyway, move on.
I didn't know I was working with the Surgeon General tonight. Thank you.
Actually, the country currently doesn't have one, so you might be.
Are you up for it?
Why everybody else is? Why not me? The Republicans surely cannot object to moi.
Throw your hat in the ring.
Why not?
As the Surgeon General. Okay.
Could you just imagine that? You could put that on your resume. Open for the Surgeon General. Or sending your special events.
That's quite a resume stuffer.
It certainly is. All right. We're also going to be telling you about, there's a scam affecting Apple users. Most people think Apple products are completely safe.
Yeah.
But there's a scam specifically targeting them.
You know, it has been the rumor that they were safe. You know, they were always lauding it over PC users. Uh-huh, we don't get viruses. Well,
there's something going on
that
Apple users should definitely be aware of. We'll check in with Ann Jackson and the scammer she calls officials.
Trucker Tom says...
Really? I can't get to the intro before Trucker Tom says?
No, because Trucker Tom says, holy hell, everyone is overmodulating. Cut back the master volume. It's either that or it's Joe's bag of cough drops.
Oh, bag of cough drops.
Crinkle.
I don't think we're over.
Crinkle.
I don't think we're over. Well, you know what?
Overmodulating. Could we be overmodulating? Let's see to the dual heterodyne command center if we are overmodulating.
Crinkle, little back.
It's like a pool. Uncle Paul. A crinkle.
All right,
crinkle.
That should be a bit better.
Yeah. All right. How we doing, Tom?
Are we overmodulating? Or are we undermodulating?
I have to fire that engineer.
Undermodulating.
Anyway, also, we'll see how Belinda and company are handling vengeful fake Davin.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's full of vengeance and vinegar. All right, so, got hired for a swingers convention.
That's nice.
Why would they want a comic at a swingers convention?
I guess they got it, because the guy's in a refractory period, Joe.
All right. What is like...
Do you hold the hats? What do you
do? I hold the hats? I don't even know what that means.
I don't know. They don't wear anything else. Like...
Why would they wear hats?
What are you doing there?
They probably leave their socks on.
Oh.
Now, are they going to be all naked and stuff while you're doing?
I hope not. Are we better modulated?
He said, better, but cut back stupid's mic.
Things people have said all the time.
I think that is fine now.
Yeah. Which stupid? That's kind of vague when you're talking about us.
I knew exactly who he was talking about.
I know. How's your mic now?
I know, it's Joe trying to be funny.
Yeah.
It's like he's doing a set. No, you know, it's funny. We did the sound check and it sounded fine. Anyway. So, yeah, why would they? I guess because it's a convention. It's like a whole weekend thing and you have to come out of your room sometime to clean the musk out. I don't know. I mean, you rent the place. I mean, it's not the first time I've been offered these gigs.
I guess while the splooge mop guy comes around, while the splooge mop guy is cleaning up between sessions, we have a comic.
It could be that.
Talking about crinkle, crinkle. This is going to be his shoes walking on the floor.
It does.
Snap.
It does.
Snap.
You know what I joke about, but you do have a good point. I mean, really, you're there to bang somebody else's wife. I mean, well, why are we even pretending that this is like a Moose Lodge convention or something like that?
Yeah, why would there be
entertainment. There's going to be enough of it.
You know? Yeah, no, I mean, that's the difference.
They're going to be pulling a train by the fireplace. What the hell? Going to be a lot of comic.
Listen, I'll get there. Hold on.
Oh, God. Listen, you're going to stop and get a sandwich anyway, so you might as well listen to something.
Listen, I don't know, but apparently this is a common thing for these swingers to do.
Yeah, I all the swinger conventions I've got to, zero. Now, I know nothing about it.
So I tell the wife about this.
Yeah, what'd she think?
See, here's the thing. The thing is, the wife, what do you think the wife's reaction was, Joe?
Probably, I would think, I would say concern.
Concern?
Yeah.
Well, concerned in what fact?
Well, what if somebody grabs you by the hand and pulls you into one of those sessions?
Okay.
I have a visual of the face that she makes, like,
it was a mortified look.
It's a mortified look that she has that is like, it's shock and you've got to be fucking kidding me altogether. Like, she gets really wide eyes. I've seen your wife make that face and I know what things she makes that face for. I'm picturing you doing that.
Her response was, can I come?
No! Well, yes, you can. Over and over. Really? She wanted to go.
Now, here's the thing with that. You can't, first of all, you can't say no. Because if you say no, then what are you going to do that I can't be there for? It's really like a can't-win situation.
And then, even though you're not planning on doing anything, you never know when you don't want to hear, I'll be right back.
Yeah. That's a good point. Now, it's a very valid point. Because now, while I'm doing my set, I have to make sure somebody's not doing her set. It's like, I got to babysit.
Yeah. Or
you got to babysit them babies.
Sit, you know, make sure that none of this is happening.
Yeah, babysit because somebody's going to be asking who's their daddy.
So I got to say yes.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's like, well, I'm like, well, why do you want to go?
Yeah.
Well, they seem like they'd be a fun audience. Do they? They seem like they'd be not
tired. They're very sharing.
Yeah. They seem like they'd be a tired audience.
Lisa in the chat. Hi, everybody in the chat. Lisa says, a total no win.
For me, right?
Yes.
It's like, they're going to be tired. But
but they're going to be pleased with themselves, and that always makes for a good audience.
They should be satisfied. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, eventually.
With enough swords and pits in there, you got to find something that works. Mm. It's not like you're just stuck with what you came with, Joe.
Yeah,
I know.
So,
and you think that there are plenty of, I don't know, how do they like vet this group,
though? I don't know. And you know what? There's going to be more crabs there than in Ocean City.
I'm getting itchy now. Just thinking. It's like when somebody brings up lice at school, you start scratching.
Well,
right?
Let's bring up the swingers thing. I mean, has anybody ever watched Real Sex on HBO? It used to be on like in the 90s.
Yeah.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and they would have like, occasionally they would have these swingers things.
Mm-hmm.
They would. It's not like when you walk into a porno shoot
and
everybody's like in top tip-top form.
That's where I was going. That's where I was going because, you know, like those nudist colonies?
Yeah.
It's not what you think in your
head.
No. I was on a nude beach in Rhode Island.
But you're there like nude?
No,
or?
I was wearing a bathing suit because I was young and I was like...
Sport.
I know. I was shy. But the things that were happening in front of us, it was like, oh, God! Nana, put it away!
Oh, yeah, there's a new beach on Fire Island. Yeah. What I would do is
there is. Yeah.
Well, on the mainland, not Fire Island itself, just the mainland. So I would walk from Robert Moses, and I would take a big, long walk.
What do you called him?
Yeah. That was just his fake name.
Yeah.
No. Robin Moses was a developer of the New York State infrastructure, and they named a beach after him.
Of course, his name is
Robin Moses. It's not a gay beach.
Is it on Fire Island?
Yeah, but it's not the gay part.
Okay,
there's a straight part of Fire Island.
Yeah, essentially, yeah.
I think it's like Ebola. I think once it's introduced into the system, it kind of spreads.
No, it's not. But what I would do is I'd walk from one place. I would walk from Robert Moses Field 2, and it was a long walk, but I would do it every year. I haven't done it in a couple of years, but I would take the walk. It's about a five-mile walk, and I would walk from Robert Moses all the way down to this place called Davis Park and then turn around and walk back. And during the course of it, you had to pass two nude beaches.
Uh-huh.
And it's like it's just looking at people that have no clothes on. It really shouldn't have no clothes on.
Yeah. It's... You know what? Good for you, hanging out free and breezy, but I don't need to see that.
And the big guy fishing. There's people fishing naked. Let me tell you something. The last thing you want to be around naked is a hook.
Oh, God, no!
Well, the last thing you want to hear while you're naked fishing is, the fish are really biting today.
Yeah, really.
Oh,
get off that worm.
Yeah. All nippy. Lisa wants to know, do they color code the sand, Joe? Can you tell?
Gotcha. No, but, well, they don't need to.
Yeah.
You know. You know.
So these people, I mean, I actually heard about this group that they used to have younger members come. I don't know if this is true, but the person who hired me for the gig used to have younger members come.
Right.
But then they stopped coming because, like, so many of the members were older and fatter.
So now I'm getting
a visual. Swapping elsewhere.
Yeah, like some swap meat.
take our swapping elsewhere.
You can't have my wife. You're too fat.
That's right.
Well, you know, the younger members were coming, but they're not coming anymore.
Hey, this is a good thing. This is a good thing, because if you go there and it looks like, you know, a big fatso convention, your wife could not be tempted, and your wife would be repulsed if anybody offered.
Good we point. Can only help repulsiveness shall ensue.
Right.
Good point.
Repulsion.
Right.
So yeah, I'm not really expecting to see a bunch of hotties.
Yeah.
On either side. Now, the opening act is supposed to be, and I'm not making this up, a sword swallower. Of course. Like, they're not all in attendance.
You gotta be kidding me.
No. That's the audience. The audience is a bunch of sword swallowers.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That writes itself.
So you got to follow a sword swallower.
I do. And you know the women...
I've been gasoline just to come out of what episode with Daffy Duck.
Oh, yeah.
The women are looking at him like, I can do that.
Yeah.
But that's a good thing. That gives the women incentive.
And well, the men are looking... and the men are looking like, I can do that. Yeah. I mean, because, you know, some of that's happening at these
things. Oh, little gay.
So that's the opening act. Now, I've been offered a bunch of these.
I guess, excuse me, sonny, you're on the stage. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh. He was over there. Whoa, 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 whoa.
I only have to do 20 minutes.
Thank you. We rope them.
So do they.
I only have... Yeah, exactly. I think they go longer.
It all depends.
It's like a Royal Rumble. It lasts an hour.
Right, right.
Wow. So, now I've been hired for these... I've been offered these before.
Mm-hmm.
Usually I'm working.
Right.
The last time I got offered one, I wasn't working. And I had the gig. And at the last minute, they decide, we'd rather try somebody else.
What?
Which is typical for swingers.
Rude.
But that really happened. But that really happened.
That's
really?
Rude.
You got swapped.
I got swapped by swingers.
Wow. All right.
Fine. So, now, I got hired by two other comics. One of the comics, you know, I'm friends with them both. And the comic who hired me, he likes to rip into an audience and yell at them and everything. And he thought I'd be perfect for this.
Okay.
I think he's a little meaner than I am, but I can certainly, you know, go off the cuff and riff.
Yeah.
Especially when they tell me the place where we're doing the comedy show is where they're going to pray in church the next day. Because I'll tell you one thing, I am not getting down to kneel.
No.
They're like having it in a church?
No, they're having it in a hotel in the Poconos.
Right.
But I guess after all that sin, you need to pray the next morning. I don't know.
It's just, oh, come, O ye faithful, no matter who you are with, oh, come, oh, come, wherever you are.
You know all the women are going, no, I will not get on my knees. I did that all last night.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
They're smarting now.
Oh, finally, it's holy water splashing in my face. You should have seen what it was doing last night. Oh, come, oh, ye faithful.
I'll tell you what, I am not.
Oh, come, here's a faithful.
Yeah.
Funny.
I'm joyful.
Very sacrilegious.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's not even the Jew doing this, by the way.
I know.
So I can just see where the judgment day. So let me get this straight. You the song about my kid being born, you made it about an orgy. Really?
Yeah,
really?
On.
Did you?
Hold on. The Jew was sitting there laughing while the Catholic and the Protestant were having at it. Okay, that's great.
Well, the Jew ain't coming in anyway. We don't care about him. But you guys, you got a problem.
I'll tell you one thing. I am not taking the body of Christ on my tongue the next morning.
No.
Especially when the body of Hilda's lying on you.
You don't know where it's been.
So the guy who hires me, comic, again with another comic, both who I'm friends with, says that, you know, he did really well, and they call him the gold standard because he ripped into them and everything.
Okay.
The other comic, his partner, did really well the first time. The second time he did not do well. It did not go well at all because during his set, somebody was getting a blowjob during the show.
Wow! A little distracting.
Which goes to the golden rule of comedy. There's two rules in comedy. Two rules in comedy. You can't serve the entrees while the comic's on the stage.
Right.
And you can't have oral sex while the comic's on the stage. Because both times, there's something in everybody's mouth.
It blew the whole gig.
It blew the whole gig. It blew the whole gig.
Yeah, and why can't but you know can't like the room manager come up and you know refrain you know
that's what they're there for blowjobs.
Please
so.
No flash photography. Keep the talking to the minimum and the blowing to the minimal.
I mean, you really can't blame the other comic. I mean, you're not. We don't. There's no open mic that gears you towards blowjobs during your show.
No,
there's no training ground for that.
You ignore them and you start ripping into them. It's like, hey, you know, hey.
Well, but here's the thing: if you're really funny and you make the chick laugh, now all of a sudden the guy's pissed because she bit him. It's a no-win situation.
But the funny thing is, when you encounter that, you're going, "Well, I've got to deal with this." I go. When would I ever deal with this?
Yeah, I'm flipping through the comedy manual. I don't remember this chapter. Where's this chapter? I don't know how to do this.
Nobody's equipped for that.
He's equipped.
Yeah, I mean,
but couldn't you make jokes like it's like, you know, excuse me, sir, why is it called a job? Like you're gonna show up with a clipboard? I gotta work order here to suck a cock. What do I do? Yeah,
you could, but you're probably a little thrown.
I would be.
I mean, at some point, you go, you know what? I've done this, I've done that, I've been on this show and that show, and here I am at stage right. There's a guy getting his rod sucked, and I gotta make with the funny. I mean, you know, like, and then here's the thing: the nerve to complain that the comic did not do well. The nerve. You know what? Common decorum says, if you want to get your dick sucked at a swingers convention, take it to a room.
Yeah, really? Yeah,
everybody really? Here is trying to breathe for 20 minutes. Let the guy get with his jokes. I mean, you know, but that's what audiences do. They bitch. They can't comprehend.
No.
It should never be, well, he didn't have a good set. Yeah, but there was somebody who was getting a dick sucked. Yeah, that's irrelevant. He should know how to handle that. That should never be.
And that one situation. Yeah, you should know hand to hand. When would you ever learn how to handle that?
Yeah, really. It's like, yeah, he didn't have a good set because she had a great set, and everybody was concentrating on that.
You never heard of a comedy class. All right, tonight we're going to deal with what to do with, what do you got? Hecklers? No, fellatio. We're going to see what happens, how you handle that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's absurd, but again, people complain. It's like, really?
Unbelievable.
All right. So I got this gig. Get a call yesterday. They don't want me.
No. Oh, man.
They apparently, yeah, this is funny. They've seen a tape. The committee. First of all.
There's a committee.
Yes. Yes. There's a committee. I mean, really? Basically, you people know how to, like, read the Bible and go, well, this doesn't pertain to us.
Does anybody have any questions? Well, frankly, I wouldn't feel comfortable being blown watching his act. Okay, noted. We'll call him tomorrow. He doesn't perform.
I mean, it's like basically you go, well.
But she will.
Well, I mean, sure, God turned the whole city to salt, but that can't happen in the Poconos.
What the? I just don't understand. So, Sheru's like swapped again.
But here's the thing. First of all, I don't know what tape they've seen. But yeah. Now I'm thinking, well, this has happened now twice. Is it the act, or am I just unfuckable at this point?
But you're not there to be screwed.
But you don't know what they're looking at. Maybe I guess the guy who runs it is like a little Puerto Rican dude. I don't know.
He's got too many.
What do you mean, little Puerto Rican dude?
I don't know.
I don't know, man. If he's going to be going for the gig, man.
What are they looking at? Are they looking at the jokes, or are they looking at, you know what, the chicks might dig him too much, or you know,
certainly
I don't
not
wanna...
that. we'll relax.
Anything's possible. I don't know how these people think.
Right.
Or he's so unbangable, we don't want him here.
No, you know what? I don't think it's anything to do with that. But I can't
then it's
imagine,
the act.
But I can't imagine what act is preferable over yours for swingers. I mean, what is the like material that they're looking for?
I have no idea.
You gotta prepare a tape.
They're looking for.
You gotta work with. Prepare a tape.
What do we do, Joe? Interrupt an orgy? Excuse me, can I do a set here? I'm trying to film something.
Get a quick five. Get a quick five.
Can I go do no, sir. This won't affect your quick five.
Yeah, right.
I just need to set up and tell a couple of jokes. No, continue plowing that man's wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a free-for-all, and you're supposed to tell jokes over it. It's like...
And the
it's
guy,
not the end of the world. It's not exactly how the end of the world happens.
The guy who hired me called me up livid. at them.
Yeah.
Because he handpicked me. Both the guys who run it and both have been there, who perform there and know me, they're like, no, no, he'd be perfect for you. If you're like the one guy who they call the gold standard who ripped into them for 20 minutes, you're going to love this guy.
Right.
I mean, I don't like to rip into people, but I'm certainly capable when needed.
Totally. Joe, show me your scars again.
Yeah.
Right. Well, Joe's not usually getting a reach around when I'm yelling at him.
he'll rip you a new ass while you're pounding one. Give it up for Davin.
And really,
please don't say rip a new ass. That's don't say that. Sorry,
but if you're at a swingers club, wouldn't you want somebody's going to rip you a new ass? That's another hole for fun.
I think you're in like a very discreet mood when you're at a like a swingers club.
No, maybe not discreet at all.
Joe, what are you talking about? You're sharing your wife with everybody.
You got the football team. It's the whole squad.
You're not gay. You just have another guy's dick in your mouth. Yeah, I don't really think that. I don't think you're being discreet, Joe. Well, I agree with Pip on this. I mean, you're. It's not like you're doing this in somebody's home. You're doing it at a resort in the Poconos.
You'd have a key party at home.
You're renting out a place, Joe. You're certainly not discreet.
And that's true. I'm screwing in a large group of people. Instead of a large group of people. Well, you know.
Yeah, I don't really think shame is one of the things these people feel. They certainly have an inflated sense of self, Joe. Yeah.
Something's inflated.
Exactly.
I understand, but the guy that said, what is wrong with you people? I picked him. They could have at least told you what was the problem.
Well, we just don't think his materials are appropriate for it. What material?
That's what I mean.
I don't have 20 minutes of, hey, who's fucking your neighbor's wife?
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Hey, who's getting a hand job right now? Am I right, people? Yeah. Hey, who read the Bible and said, fuck this shit? Am I right? I mean,
I know. It's like, it's adultery. You're all against it, right? Yeah. You know?
I could just imagine doing the priest jokes and then turning, ooh, that's too much. Really?
I know.
Is it?
Hey, what does this room have a lot like the Titanic? There's 300 people going down.
That smells like fish.
Yeah. I'll be here all the night. Have the veal, pound the meat. Okay.
Maybe you should do the gig.
Yeah.
But now I have this insecurity of, is it the act or is it me? Because this is twice now in a row. It could be the same person.
Did you ask your friends?
Did I ask my friends what?
Why you didn't get the gig? The two people that recommended you, did you ask them?
Well, yeah, they just said the video is not appropriate. We don't know what video it was. Keep in mind, I direct them. I go, you know, there's a video on my website of a bachelorette party in a comedy club.
Yeah.
Where they were having a scavenger hunt. And in order for them to get underwear, I had them give the waiter, a lap dance. That's all. I mean, this is kind of the perfect thing for a swingers club. I know that tape is really not appropriate for anything else.
But it would be really interesting to have the friend who booked you get back to them and go, what about the tape? And what tape are you talking about?
Well, he was furious. And there's another. There's this guy, Paul Wilde, who we've never heard of.
No.
None of the three. And these guys have been around a lot longer than me, Joe.
Right.
And I've been around a while. And supposedly,
I thought you would be perfect for the swingers club then.
Exactly. This guy, Paul Wilde, supposedly talked to this Puerto Rican down in South Jersey who was running it and everything, and said that me and the other two comics are hacks and unreliable.
What? Yeah. That's not fair. No.
Well,
no,
you look this guy up in front.
Of course, there is no Paul Wilde. Although, yeah, we can't find him online.
But now, you know what? Comedy is so subjective. I object to him calling you a hack. However, since it is so subjective, maybe your style isn't his. But saying you're unreliable is fucking wrong. That's wrong.
I'm neither of those things.
You're neither of those things.
My stuff, whether you like it or not, is completely original.
And you're on time.
Yes, I'm always on time. And I always show up to the gig. So and he's besmirching these other two comics who don't know him either, who have done the gig before. It's like, are you kidding me?
Maybe this guy is like some hack comic that really isn't that funny that just wants to get into these swinger things.
It's very possible.
I never heard of a Paul Wilde.
Neither. No, we've been around. And then I got to go to my wife while I'm not doing the gig.
Yeah.
She so much wanted to go to the gig.
But wait, now I have a question.
Yes.
Was she out buying lingerie for this? Or
I don't know. I was going to get a haircut. That was the commitment I was going to make to this gig.
Oh, my God. Please be talking about your head. Please be talking about your head. Please be talking
not.
About your head.
I'm not.
Well, which one?
You,
she's still not out of the woods. Might be in the bush. Huddle, huddle, huddle.
Joe's on fire tonight. Yeah. Joe, you are ready to go.
Yeah.
You have just the old standards these folks are looking for.
No. Wait, deviant? Check.
Deviant? Check.
But this is kind of surreal. I mean, the last two swingers clubs I was up for, I didn't get.
But it's just bizarre.
Here's the problem with people. If you're going to hire somebody to hire the talent for you,
yes,
trust them to hire the talent for
you.
Yes. Which is like some of these agencies, they have videos online. And listen, I don't trust the public to make a good decision for their event. Now, sure, if it doesn't go right, well, you picked them.
Well, yeah.
But I'd rather go, you tell me what you need, who's going to be there, what you're going for, and I got a roster of comics that will fit this because I want to make it successful for you. And that's what these two comics did. They go, 20 minutes. They really love our guy who went in there and ripped people apart and kind of ripped. And you kind of have to riff on these type of things.
Sure.
You kind of have to call the situation what it is.
Yes.
So it's very annoying. And then by the same token, yesterday I get a phone call for a corporate that Joe and I did last month, which went very well, and they want me going up there next Monday.
Nice. See, that's the thing. But what you're doing there, it's just like an actor and you're going out for a gig. You don't know why. It's inscrutable why they'll pick one person over another.
But I already had the gig.
That's wrong. They're totally wrong to have a committee go and second guess the guy that they hired to get them.
Listen, if I need to know how to cornhole my neighbor's wife, I'm going to go to your committee.
Yes. tips on that. Yeah.
I don't need a bunch of people that need to go to a buffet of partners to get their rocks off.
Yeah. Well, Sheru is scandalized. She says, as if they're that judgmental, you know?
And as much as that is going to be the deal breaker.
Yeah.
You know, make sure there's condoms and a couple of dildos and plenty of D batteries.
I bring condoms with me.
I know, you sell them at the
gig. I used to sell them after. I'm the guy for these type of gigs.
You are the guy.
I am so the guy. Let's see. Got the bachelorette, the waiter's underwear? Check. Yeah. Bringing condoms with me with little funny sayings? Check. can call bullshit on what this is for 20 minutes? Check.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not even going to judge these people. I'm going to talk about you the next week on the radio.
Oh, hell yeah.
But it was a little like, it's like a little crushing. It's like, really?
And it's like, it's this like big legit gig. You can kind of understand, well, maybe this, that, and the other thing. But it's a swingers party.
Wasn't even that good. It's like, really? You're hiring a sword swallower, something that most of your women here can do.
It's just a strange combination.
It really, and why wouldn't the comic go before the sword swallower?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
It's just so retarded. The whole situation was. And I, like I said, the guy who hired me was just so incensed at these people.
Sure. Well, and rightfully so.
Fuck them.
it's just insane, these people.
That's not right.
I mean, really, when you're not good enough for them.
I know. Well, it sure is that they have a lot of nerve being judgmental.
Yeah, really.
You know? Christ, these people are not, like, working out before they fuck, from what I'm told.
Yeah, it's probably not a pretty group, you
know? No. Then hot people stop coming to the show, to the event.
It's like uglies, been uglies.
And let the record state, it was only a few months ago, and Joe Kerr was my witness, I could have had a hot 20-something in Michigan.
Most certainly could.
Exactly.
Now, why don't you do this? Why don't you start your own swingers night?
Nobody wants to bang me, Joe.
Just provide swingers, and then you can do your show.
It's just so absurd. But like the insecurity, usually you're insecure about your act. Like, now I got to be insecure about my act, and if I'm undoable to swingers, he'll do just about anything.
Well, no. They weren't looking at you as somebody else to do. They had plenty of that. There was a big sea of undulating. body parts.
That sounds repulsive.
Yeah, I know.
So you want to go on stage, look down at his head bobbing up and down. That's going to distract you.
No, I could have used the bucks, though.
That's true. All right.
I could have used the money. It would have been a good story for the radio.
Where are you from, sir? Paralysis.
Sir, it's not polite to talk with your mouth full. Swallow, damn it. Because you know there's going to be some of the gay going on, too.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
You're going to see some lesbians. You're going to see some gays. You're going to see the multiples on ones.
Where is this again?
You're going to see the human me. Yeah. And me.
You know what they ain't going to see? You. Yeah.
Yeah. So now, he's going to try to get some a girl who's, I guess, more or less an MC to do the gig or something.
Okay.
What happened to Johnny Wilde or whatever his name is?
He's not doing the Paul Wilde. I don't know. He's not doing the gig.
I thought he badmouthed us.
He badmouthed us. I don't know if he's doing the gig. It's just
kind of. You got some girl now?
Maybe. I don't know.
You made that sound like that was bad.
Joe prefers a man.
It just amazes me that they're running this thing like the fucking Emmys.
You're right, Joe. It's like, really, you need a committee for this? The thing is 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
It's not even 2 weeks away. You're lucky anybody wants to do this gig.
Yeah.
Comics aren't looking, do you want to play cruise ships? No, I'm holding out for swingers convention.
Yeah. let's cut the car. Well, we want the, okay, it's a fuck break, okay?
Yeah.
I'm taking your entertainment during a fuck break.
Usually I have to convince people I'm clean enough to do the gig. Now
you're not dirty enough or what?
I'm just
wondering, what is the standard they were going for? That's what really is.
Well, off the air, I'll tell Joe who the comics were that they had. It doesn't matter on the air.
Because, right.
Joe thinks positive or negative, but, that can be discussed off the air.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly not for the audience to hear and everything. But, one of the comics who hired me was, quote unquote, the gold standard.
Yeah.
So, but okay. now this person who's the gold standard handpicked me.
Yeah. I don't
care. Apparently the price of gold's gone down.
I guess so. Sell. Sell, sell, sell. So, yeah, I've been dealing with that. Not that that's that big.
I've been dealing with that.
No, but it's a crush in the ego. No.
It's some bizarre reasoning.
Because
on your point.
It's two in a row.
Yep, you're not unfuckable, honey.
Thank you,
Pip. It's not that.
Thank you.
It's not that.
Don't look at me. I'm chiming in.
Come on, Joe.
No, sorry. I'm sure it has nothing to do with your looks. It's something that's...
No, it's just your art. No. You're not very good at it.
No, it's probably something that somebody heard in the material that is like their issue. We don't want somebody coming up and talking about that.
The thing that I show people, again, I don't know what tape this is Cops and Condoms. That's the bit. And like I said, like there's gigs that I'll take. You go, I'm not really right for this gig, but I need the money and I'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. I'm right for this gig.
Yeah, but is there a lot of law enforcement in the swinger community?
I don't know.
This is like a Star Is Born. JB, I'm the man for this gig. They're going to be people booing each other. I know I can handle that. Just give me a break. I want that chance. I want that to walk on that spooge coming forward and give it my all. A star is born.
I don't want to see any stars. If I see stars during that performance and they're not listening to the act, Joe, there's another type of star that's rising. It's just a very weird thing.
Yeah.
Because I am right for that. I've played strip clubs. I played backwards.
You must have looked like shit up there on the pole.
I was in shape. I was good. Yeah.
It was the little feathers on his outfit.
Stupid pulling dollar bills out of his G-string. String feeling cheap.
Well, let's evaluate briefly.
Tawdry.
I told the story on this air about when I was ambushed. I thought I was there for one event, and then I get there, and I'm doing a high school graduation for born-again Christian Indians.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Outside, okay. By the pool and the waterfall. And I pulled that gig off.
Yeah.
And I got the highest tip I've ever gotten.
I can't
pull off this gig for lack of a better phrase, cocksuckers? Really?
Well, the problem is everybody's going to be naked and there's going to be getting somebody another big tip, so it ain't going to be you.
All right. Well, it is what it is. I just thought I should share that.
It's bizarre.
It's very weird.
Yes.
But at least it makes it interesting.
It's nice that you came to us with that.
Trucker Tom says, by a show of rods, who's from out of town?
I mean, seriously, a trucker is writing material for this set. And it's not terrible material.
No, it's not bad at all. I liked it.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, when Trucker Tom says convoy, they have a whole different thing in mind.
Yeah.
That's what we use for trains.
I mean, seriously. I could do 20 minutes with just god-awful jokes that these people would think were genius addressing this situation.
Well, you know, you're not going to hear laughter. You're just going to hear...
Yeah, it'll be muffled sounds.
Yeah.
Because people be muffled.
What? Be selling t-shirts just so they can mop up after the show.
It's just terrible.
So whatevs. I won't be doing that.
No.
Got another question.
Uh-oh.
So,
I was invited to a gay rodeo to MC. What do I do now?
And I bring it to you, Joe. So, my daughter's birthday is on Friday, so we had the birthday party on this past Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
We do a different theme every year, whatever she wants. So this year we had movie theater, took the kids to see Box Trolls and everything.
Oh, okay.
There's a new trend that I didn't notice when I was growing up. You guys grew up a little bit before me. I doubt you noticed it too, but I'm going to throw it out there. This new trend with parents of bringing the siblings to the birthday party.
Really?
Yes.
Well, what do you mean?
So you invite the classmate,
mm-hmm.
and then they bring like the younger brother or sister. And they'll pay for it. We wound up paying for it. But it's just like a weird thing.
Because when you said siblings, I meant like if it was, let's say you had other kids, your daughter would go and, your son or other daughter would go too.
Yes! Yes! So like if we invited my daughter's classmate, they bring their little brother too.
That's bullshit.
That is bullshit.
That struck me as weird too. What's up with that?
Yeah, that's like, I'm not inviting you and extras.
And here's the thing. My wife, she knew this was a possibility. She's like, well, we're going to get twice as many cupcakes as people we invite. Because she knows that this is a possibility. So she already has it in her head that there's a strong sense this is going to happen. I'm like, what? I don't get this.
It's a way to get kids out of the house.
Yes!
Yes, but wait.
Yes!
Wait.
How is that my problem?
Civilization is totally fucking broken down.
Yes, I can't get hired for swingers and extra children are hanging out with me.
No, the thing is...
That's a problem.
On both accounts.
Yes. Kind of creepy, too.
It certainly is. No?
What is wrong with people that they're just like, you know what? Here's an inch. I will take a mile, sir. You know, like
it really
I
is trying to take
one kid, not your whole troop of offspring.
Because then you got to try to rummage around and think if you can have like another goodie bag. And if not, the little kid feels crappy.
Yeah.
And everything, and nobody wants that and everything. And again, my wife is great with that. My wife is, if it was me, I'd be like, no, get the fuck out.
Yeah,
it's 2 hours. Be a parent. Entertain your kid. Go to the mall down the block.
Yeah.
Be gone. But my wife, this is why my wife is the face of the family to the public.
Thank God for you.
Yeah, yes, thank God for her.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Listen, I know my strengths and weaknesses. I know swingers club, yes. Civilized parents, no. I know this about me.
Yeah. Wow.
But and again, like, they offered to pay. We paid. It was, but the fact that my wife knows that this is going to happen just blows my mind. Because it did not happen.
No.
I mean, you had an older sibling. So did you ever go with him?
No. There was enough time in between us that we would not have been at the same events. But, I mean, like, yeah. I could see if there was, like, you know, a year or two between kids. The little kid is like, why can't I go? But if you're not friends with the kid or not in the class with the kid, why the fuck should you go?
If you had, I didn't have a sibling, but
you had a cat for a short time.
I had a cat for a short time. But anyway, I had, if a friend was having a party, and he had an older brother. If the older brother really didn't hang with us, he wouldn't come.
No,
I know that's like,
no. It's very,
what kind of shit is that?
It's really presumptuous.
And then the wife's like, well, in case the we got to get extra cupcakes, and I don't care. I mean, it's not very expensive. In case the parents want to come, it's like really.
So, the parents want to come?
Yeah, eat some cupcakes. Some of the parents actually stayed. We wound up paying for
that. This isn't like we're getting beers and watching Game of Thrones. We're going to a kiddie movie.
I know.
What are you doing?
I don't understand.
No.
And it's not just movies. Apparently this happens. I don't get it.
No.
It's not my responsibility to entertain your other kid.
No.
I'm giving you a reprieve. I'm taking one of your kids off your hands.
Yeah, really.
Spend some quality time with the other one that you usually ignore and lock in the closet.
Listen, I know you want to get back to the swingers convention, but you need to watch your kid.
I ask him, put a good word for me when you get there.
Sure.
Yeah. No, look.
So this is so I'm not wrong to be incredulous.
No. I mean, the listeners cannot see my face, but I'm like actually upset about this because it's like
it's been a very upsetting night in my life for you.
It has been. No, I'm traumatized. No,
I've had a very bad week according to your standards.
Yes.
You know why I was so stressed when you came down.
Of course, I know you were marching around like.
Well, you also know there's other things.
I know there's other stuff, but it's like, you know, I could tell that there was something cooking. But the thing is that I don't understand. This is just like the breaking down of like civilized behavior in general.
I agree.
You know,
it says something about society.
It is
that you just presume it's my problem to watch your extra kid.
Yes. It's a sense of entitlement. It's the entitlement generation.
Damn liberals.
Yes. You're getting a taste of your own medicine.
And Joe's America, you watch your own damn kid.
You're right. The one, the kid that's...
Enjoy this fucking cupcake, liberal.
That's right. All right, you kids, we're going to watch Full Metal Jacket. We're growing up today. What's your major malfunction, Private Pile?
In Joe's America, there are no G-rated
movies. A cupcake? Whose cupcake is this? Whose cupcake is this? Stop your crying! There's no crying in the Marine Corps! Joe's birthday party.
I know.
I think what I've heard...
I don't have any anymore.
All right, we will now sing Happy Birthday to Cadence.
Yeah. The most terrifying...
Happy birthday! And you will now blow out the candles and then make a wish! Take your crying!
You call that a wish?
You call that a wish? You're a wish!
You're not getting a My Little Pony! Not in my Marine Corps, Missy!
You're a wish for a little pony! You're a wish for a Barbie doll! Do you understand me?
Yes,
happy birthday, my dear daughter! Jesus H. Christ, I love you, you little adorable doll!
Stupid cupcakes and camouflage, nobody could see it.
We're now going to play Pin the Tail on the Prisoner!
Not again!
Interrogation technique.
<Yeah. laughs>
What do you want for your birthday? Drip water on the birthday card.
Yeah, yeah. All righty, who wants to come up and get waterboarded? Stand still, little one. Well,
it's not torture. It's advanced birthday interrogation.
Not the Hello Kitty waterboard, Daddy, no!
You will stay still.
John McCain says this isn't a good birthday party. Dick Cheney's there signing autographs.
Joe, the most
that is
terrifying.
A great party.
Joe,
that
America.
Is a good party. Damn, I love that party.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to have you at all my parties going forward. Who's he supposed to be? You'll find out. Are you having a good time? Yes, Joe.
It's a damn good American party.
It certainly is. There's no pink. It's red, white, and blue. Damn it.
Damn right.
Joe's the most terrifying children's party entertainer ever. Curry the Clown. God damn it, you will have fun.
We're going to play with the pinata, and it probably came here illegally. I'll beat the pinata. Go back away, you
Why don't we add a pinata? Because the entertainment built a fence. All the candy comes out was made in America.
Damn right it was. But no, we brought here illegally.
It's not a terrible idea. It's a real American's
Joe's
birthday.
Oh, himself.
Shit. Oh, shit.
I am going to hire him for children's parties. That's funny.
Oh, God. Joan, if you're out there. Inside joke, but funny.
Maybe I need Joe to set the record straight.
Oh,
I need like an audio of recording of Joe in the invitation. Now, before you get any ideas, the General Bulldog McIvey has a couple things to tell you about.
This is your birthday announcement. You will come and bring a present and only one sibling.
No sibling.
No sibling.
No siblings.
Damn it. You ruined it.
All right. It's on a roll.
I think Joe will like put this straight now before next year's
birthday. You're damn right I will.
So it is a breakdown of society.
It totally is. Well, wait, I have a similar question about that sort of thing.
I'm glad I can help you with
things
this.
That don't make sense to me. I recently...
Math.
Yes.
Which
logic.
Is ironic, considering.
Yes, really.
That explains why you're always in hot water. Inside joke.
I have to borrow your hands.
Oh, God, that's funny.
No, not for that. I recently went to a baby shower.
And any type of shower, we're happy you're there for.
Yeah, I know. Just
toes are off outside.
Yeah, once a year, whether I need it or not.
All right, so you recently went to a baby shower.
I went, and I went to Bye Bye Baby because that's where the girl was registered. Mm. And so at the end of the shopping trip, they go, oh, there's complimentary wrapping. And I was like, no way.
And you thought a couple of black guys were going to come out?
Tanya, get back in there. I don't want to hear that crap. Turn down the what? And so the I don't know what that song is about. Turned down for what? What does that even mean?
I don't know. That's a song the kids would like.
Yeah,
that's
I know. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what the kids are singing to that. What the kids like.
So anyway, I go free wrapping because you know wrapping paper is expensive, and I don't have wrapping paper for baby stuff because I don't do that. I don't breed.
You can't go to the dollar store, can you?
Well, no. I was going to, but they said free wrapping, so I was like, oh, okay.
All right.
So they send me over to the wrapping area. The wrapping paper is all, you know, white paper with little colored circles on it. Every circle says "Bye Bye Baby" in it, like it's their logo over the wrapping paper.
Well, yeah, because they're giving it to you.
I know. But I went, wait a minute, what the fuck? It's like, you know,
is that the way you phrased it?
Yeah,
in a "Bye Bye Baby."
What the fuck? Yes, over the loudspeaker. What the fuck is with the wrapping area? No, but I thought I can't do that. These women will think I'm the cheapest fuck ever if I show up with their store wrapping paper all over it. Like, I got to go and I've got to buy one of those frou-frou bags that says, it's a boy, you know, and little stuffers and gewgaws and ribbons and, you know, I got to go get all that stuff. So I hie on to yon Hallmark store in the mall, like a good girl, and I get what I'm supposed to get. I show up
at... I thought it was a particular Hallmark. Yon Hallmark store.
Yon, welcome to Yon Hallmark store. Come on in. We got all sorts of things.
Thanks, Yon.
Yes, we're only going to... And we play retail on that. There's no wholesale here.
So I show up at the baby shower. There's a mountain of Bye Bye Baby wrapping paper.
Don't!
Oh,
no! You could have wrapped it there.
I could have just ripped it off in one of those bitches' boxes and wrapped my stuff up. But who knew? This is like a kind of
Your question?
Well, this is it. It's kind of like upper middle class white woman shower.
No,
and I'm thinking they're going to think.
Really? It's not a ghetto one? They didn't get my baby's first crack pipe? Really, Pip?
Welcome to his baby's first crack pipe.
I'm setting the mood. Okay. I'm setting the mood of how kind of like milk toast uptight sometimes this kind of group of women can get about the most ridiculous things.
Fans of our show, are they?
No. Yeah. But
why do I picture this like a black and white Leave It to Beaver scene?
The type of thing in Joe's America that he'd approve of.
You're damn right.
Yeah, a whole bunch of hens clucking about what the baby's going to want.
Where men would sit in their den and read the paper with a tie on.
Yes.
Sounds very uncomfortable.
But what I was getting at is I was so positive that they're going to be like, oh, how déclassé, if I showed up with the free wrapping and all those bitches did it but me.
Well, I think because you overestimated your audience.
And you took the high road.
I did.
It's really wrapping paper. In my day, what we use for wrapping paper was the Sunday paper.
Yes.
The comics. Joe. Not the headlines from the Post.
But now that's now that's incredibly...
12
like,
dead in car crash.
Happy birthday! Like the Post would ever have like a headline that straightforward. They would make it sexual. 12 dead.
Woman raped in park. Happy sweet 16, dear.
Yes.
Hold on. It's baby shark. Flip. Abortion ruling. Abortion.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, I was just like, no, that's pretty DIY and kind of cool and artsy. You can
still DIY.
Do it yourself.
I just call it masturbation.
It's artsy, craftsy. It's cool. There's whole other rules for like weddings. Babies, anything that's a shower in it, you are fucked. There are rules that I don't understand. There are rules I don't understand.
Well, apparently you don't because you could have gotten off on the cheap.
I could have, and I didn't.
But you know what? Kudos to you. Because you know what? Everybody's saying, you know what? We like that Pip Helix. She didn't come with that cheap.
Not for nothing. Yeah, with the old gossipy hen, you know, you probably got kudos on that. Yeah.
Maybe I did.
Let me tell you something. Anytime somebody can wrap a present, because I wrap a horrendous. You ever see a bear hide a carcass? That's essentially what it looks like. There's a bow, it's a paper, and a twig, and it's, you know, it's horrible.
Joe, did you get this in the woods?
Yeah, it's horrible.
If the bear had worked out scotch tape dispensers.
Yeah.
I can't wrap
shit gift.
I can't. I'm with you, Joe. It's not a man thing to do.
Yeah.
No, we're not well equipped for that.
I tell you, they wrapped a watch really good, though, that one time. They wrapped it nice.
Well, one time, you can't afford another.
Yeah.
So that's something that you could do, is that if you don't do it yourself, you can throw money at it and make somebody else.
And
do it.
I did.
That's America, baby. I love
that's
it.
That's America. Yes, that's America.
Know? What's going on with you, Joe?
Oh, well, I wound up ripping my car apart on Friday.
On purpose?
There's a parking spot. My parking spot at work actually stinks on ice. And you can't get it.
Wasn't that cold out?
No. But the girl at work that parks next to me sometimes parks too close, and I have to wheedle my way in, and it's like trying to get into a tight bed, you know, and you can't get in there. I already destroyed a door on a rental car I had last year.
Ooh.
And thank God the Honda was stupid and didn't notice it, so I got away with that. So I pull in here.
I'm never good while you're driving.
Never good. And I look out, and I see the truck, because I'm trying not to hit the girl's car. I see my truck right up against the gatepost. So I go, I gotta back up. Rip the trim, the wheel trim away, over the wheel well and stuff like that. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. So I go to park, and I'm like, you got it. So I walk back outside, and it destroyed the tire. It ripped the tire to pieces.
What's a new tire cost? Like a buck and a quarter for those?
Yeah.
So, like a tire.
Yeah. So it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I have a show with Davin.
Mm-hmm. And something to look forward to.
Yes. So I had to go under the car.
Giddy.
I couldn't get the lug nuts loose. I'd have one of the big yard guys jump on it to get that. I had to have the fork.
Yard guys.
Wait, like, you're
the guys that work
enough
in the yard. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
these weren't there.
I didn't know Gorilla Monsoon was hanging out with you.
That's two of them. Big guys.
Okay.
Paulie and Chris. So those guys, we break the lug nuts, we get the high low, I gotta change the tire. Now I gotta go find a tire place to do it. Mavis, 2 hours. The other Mavis, 3 hours. I finally go to my
not
dad.
Not your girlfriend, Mavis.
Mavis tires. Mavis.
She's got her hands full with me, Joe.
Then I go to the guy. The guy's got the tie. $126 out of there in like 45 minutes.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, So I was just, that ruined my week. That's why when I got to the gig with you, I was not in the greatest of mood. I mean, I did have had a good set and stuff like that. I wasn't in the greatest of moods and stuff.
Well,
like
there was always, you know what? Happiness was a text and a drive away.
Yeah. So then my anniversary was this Sunday. Okay.
Oh, joyous.
I thought we already established what a nightmare that was. There's a part due to this?
Oh, yeah. Well, obviously, my anniversary on Sunday had as much significance as garbage day. We didn't celebrate it all. We didn't acknowledge it or anything like that.
Celebrate?
Yeah. And we got in a big, humongous fight on Saturday.
Oh, so you did commemorate the occasion.
Oh, yeah. We got in a big
fight. There were fireworks.
Sure.
She's telling me, you better be, you know, because I had my magazines. And she goes, I have my magazines. And she goes, I quit moving my magazines. I want them to stay. I've got to make the bed. I go, then go around and make the bed. And she goes, I'll keep moving those magazines. I go, really? So I took the 12 magazines. I threw them all over the bedroom. And I go, you want to know something? Here, you could start moving them from this vantage point.
So basically, you went to the 5-year-old 52-card pickup move. Go, I'm not cleaning up. Throw it up in the air.
Right.
You clean it up, Daddy.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you clean it up. She goes, I'll call the police. I go, you might want to call a librarian because you're probably going to have to put this back in.
I think the police are going to respond to messy magazines.
No, but
she tells me like a couple of nights
in case
prior.
The maid is more likely to show up.
She tells me a couple of nights prior. She goes, I have a new friend, Michelle, and she's a cop and she packs heat. I go, first of all,
she packs heat.
I go, yeah.
Is she in the 70s?
I know. I go, I don't.
Exploitation.
That's what I said. I go, who are you?
Fever.
I go, who are you, Beretta? I go, what the hell are you talking about? I go, and you have a friend. What, did I turn you into a lesbian now? You going to women?
No.
So I go, she packs. I go, who says pack heat? A lot of people pack heat. I go, look, Mark Barker, a lot of people don't pack heat. They carry weapons. But why do you think it's so funny that I say she packs heat? Because
let me interrupt right now. Does she understand who your very close friend is and the arsenal this person has? I mean, because if Michelle's packing heat, your buddy packs a whole goddamn militia.
She mentioned. Now, she did mention... She did mention...
You don't want to get in a shootout with Joe if he's still on the island.
She happened to mention said friend and said Sunrise Club staff that are a member of several, you know, organizations.
Oh,
and she goes,
God.
Well, they pack heat. And I go, they don't pack heat. They carry weapons. I go, nobody's...
They have a turret set up.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
I go, nobody's packed heat since 1936.
I go, see?
Okay, you're out of your mind.
Pick up the magazine, see?
Right?
So then Michelle's coming over, and she's going to bust a cap in your ass, see?
Nah, see?
Did my friend Muggsy a match and throw it in his oven?
You might, Travis, you might. And then what she's doing, then I wake up, and now after we get in the fight, she's starting to look under the headboard like a big dog.
Under the headboard?
Like she's looking under the headboard between the mattress and the headboard, and I'm like, what are you doing? I've lost something. I go, maybe your marbles are under there. Maybe your tripod
is coming. You can't set up Joe. like that.
And then she's in there, and she's like, "It's none of your. I'm trying to find something that I dropped in there. Leave me alone, you asshole. Go." And I'm going, "Get the mouse, Joanne. Get the mouse. Get the mouse. Get the mouse." And she's,
now
she's like, "Shut up, you asshole. Get the mouse. Get the mouse, Joanne. Get the mouse. Get the mouse." So.
You're just torturing her. Poor soon to be ex is all distraught, looking for her boyfriend's phone number, and you're just egging her on.
I think that's what she was looking for.
I'm sure it was. So apparently you needed attention right away.
So then we get back into the Among Us fight again.
That was
the halftime show. That was the fight's version of a frisbee dog.
Yeah. Or some guy between a orgy. But
can I play your next fight? No, you're not right for our fight.
Oh, that's funny. Fuck you! Fuck
no.
You! I'm taking half the house. Oh my goddamn bet! Let's bring Devin on.
At that house, nobody will be getting a blowjob during my set.
No,
hasn't happened in about 9 years. But anyway. Have to blow the dust off it before you get stuck like the monster's furniture. My pecker looks like the monster's furniture. Grandpa, Louie, Grandpa, Joe ripped it out. Look at all the dust flaming. What was the last time you had sex, Joe? Never more.
Joe unzips his fly and Spot pops out. What about it, Joanne? Well, this is why I don't go in there.
Poor Spot pops out. A puff of dust comes out of him.
And that's my avatar. Funny Spot coming out of the stairs. Is my
we
avatar.
Didn't know it was an avatar for your penis.
But we get into it again, and I told you.
Well, not your penis.
Mom. But she starts bringing up other people of the female species in front of me, busting my balls about that. And I started laying, well, I would just, like, dissuade it. I just sank my fangs in, and I gave two good examples of why. And And I told her this and that and the other thing, and she's like...
Because they have the wrist for a watch. That is why, Joanne. That is why. They have supple wrists, and they are worthy of an overpriced watch. You are not, and that is why we can no longer be together.
Oh, and... But I go, you don't try to make yourself funny.
Just tore her down.
Oh. I rip her down.
That didn't go well.
She goes, I'm an office manager. I go, making sure there's pizza on Friday isn't being the office manager. It's not a low blow, because I forgot to add how it started. She goes, I'm sick and tired. You're a failure running around and doing all your gigs and stuff like that. Oh. You'll never become anything. And stuff. That's how it started. It didn't start after what a lovely day.
Now, then she opened up, she laid down the gauntlet, and you...
So here's the thing.
And he jogged right over.
Here's the thing. If you're going to call Joe a failure, you got to prepare for an attack. Now, I would call Joe a failure if I felt that way. I don't. If I felt that way, because Joe would attack, and I would just smack him back.
Yeah.
But Joanne does not have that. So if she's going to open up that can, she has to be prepared for the barrage is coming.
She got a barrage. I'm an office manager. I go singing over the PA to the Puerto Rican warehouse manager. Happy El Birthday, yo, is not the manager.
Did they bring their 20 siblings?
Was there a pinata?
Yeah.
Puerto Rico's part of the U.S. technically, so that it's not smuggled, so you can allow it.
We just went, and then
sounds like a lovely Sunday.
And then I kind of, in a way, I didn't feel bad, but then she gets on the phone with her sister. And she starts yelling at the top of her lungs with her sister over the same stuff I just yelled at her about.
That was my mother's technique. Oh, my God, yes. That was, she'd be, harpy, harpy at my dad. And then she'd get on the phone with one of her fucking sisters and rehash the whole thing.
But her sister laid it to her.
Good.
Look, Joanne is Joanne. It's just that she just can't get out of her own way.
You know what? That's really a low blow.
That really
is. To call you a failure.
You're a failure. None of your projects are going to go anywhere.
It's one thing when we're in the car driving to Michigan.
Yes. And it's coming from you.
Exactly. But, I mean, that cuts to the core. Either way, that is just so wrong.
Trucker Tom says, shit just got real.
It did. When you do that, you kind of, that's why women get smacked. Maybe Ray, Ray Rice's wife said, you know what? I don't think you're going to rush for 4.5 yards a carry. Yeah. you can't run anymore. And maybe that's why he hit her.
Well, the funny
you
thing is,
you can't call your man a failure. While you can't do that.
I'm walking back into the bedroom. She goes, and you're an asshole. And you're a loser. You don't want to fail. You know what? And I look at her and I go, do the Chris Rock thing. And I go, I wouldn't do it, but I could understand why.
Well, I will say, yes. Your impression of Chris Rock was a failure. That was not very good.
That was more
like your Sanford and Son impression.
I was trying to just give it a generalization. I didn't say here's a great imitation of Chris Rock. I'm not upset, and I it's not like I can't understand why you don't think it's good. I just did the imitation
it wasn't very
of it.
Good. But no, you're right. You know what?
You're chasing my dreams now.
What?
I was wanting to do a guy. Not everybody could be Johnny. You know, I want to do a good inside joke. People want to know us laughing right now. Nobody else is. But nonetheless.
Run, Joey, run! Joe's gonna smack a bitch! Run! Niggas be smashing bitches, going to jail. White guys smash bitches, they don't go to jail! a slightly better Chris Rock.
Slightly.
Not my best.
Tom is taking this very personally for you, Joe. He says, I'm sure we all know which four-letter C-word I'm thinking of right now.
Cook. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's thinking of cook because he's hungry.
Yes.
You know what? I didn't call her that.
If ever there was a time, that was the time.
That was your one moment.
No, I have a feeling there'll be more opportunities.
No,
yeah,
I never
gotten to this level.
I never called her that. I called her a stupid bitch. Which is not that complimentary.
No, you're
not putting that on a Hallmark card.
I was going to say that.
Dear stupid bitch. Yeah. You might want to cross that one out
and try
again.
Oh, well, she'll. Don't you ever call me that again. I go, well, nothing fits right now. Better than that term.
You got a point.
Yeah.
You're not thinking something affectionate.
No, that's like sometimes when people try to get you not to curse, and it's like, oh, fudge, that doesn't work. Oh, fuck is the only thing that's going to work.
Yeah, you can't. You got to go full.
You know what, Joe?
Got to go full curse.
She crossed the line.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, sure, you're both messing around on people, but that's not personal. There's an understanding.
But you don't bring out the failure.
Because you know what, Gauntlet? Because in every... Because every person has the one thing, you know, they want to be respected on some level.
Yes.
And if the person who's been by your side for 18 years, what's about 18?
Yeah, say it was 18 on Saturday.
18 years.
Actually, 20 as a couple, 18.
I mean, if they're gonna say your life, because that's a lifetime. If they're gonna call you a failure, that cuts to the bone.
Let me explain something to you, okay? When we have conversations, like I talk to Aunt, like we're all drunk in the pool, we start talking about the business.
Yeah.
Or if David and I are in the car and we start talking about the business,
right?
And you know, you should start doing it. You really need to do this. You got to push this. When are you gonna get this done? When are you gonna do it? That's different because that's like your career is right here. You need to push it forward.
That's supportive. That's not a failure.
That's not a failure. But what I'm saying is when I do have it with the guys and nothing like that, you know. And David and I mean, we will goof on each other like you stand.
Fortunately, last time we had a drive, we had to help you write an act, so we couldn't really sink our teeth into each other.
You know what?
We did a little bit.
But then we're like, oh, back to business. We got to polish this shit.
You stupid. You stink. Really? Do I stink? All right. We got to get this done.
We're waiting jokes for Pip, and neither one of us is happy with it.
I go, really? You want to put that in? Yeah, what's wrong? Because it stink. Really? Have you come up with something in the past 20 months? Shut your face. All right, look, we got to get back. We got to get this done.
It was a nice diversion.
We
focus on our heads.
As a topic, that would be useful.
You know, you're awful. Really? And how am I going to get you? You know, healthcare is important. We really should bring that. Thank you, Pevy.
No, it has to be couched under material.
Yeah.
No. Just here's a topic. Discuss.
Oh, that's funny.
All right. So, anything with you? I got to move this show along.
7:30.
I know. Usually I take the break now, but, you know, I'm sure Pip, she hasn't been here for 2 weeks. I'm sure she has something to say.
How are you, sweetie?
I'm good.
We missed you last week.
Thank you. Yeah, I know. I was hearing the love and the hate.
Did you listen to the show last week?
Yeah, I listened to the last section particularly because I wanted to hear what was going on.
Oh, good.
We'll get to the scammer stuff.
Yeah, we'll get it. Good.
What's going on with you?
You know, I went to, with Mr. Helix and a friend of ours, we went to the greatest Halloween thing. We went to Eastern State Penitentiary. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
No, we try to avoid those places.
No, yeah. It's a real prison.
Of course it is.
And it's in the middle of Philadelphia. And it
around. You know, people try to avoid going there, but you seek it out.
And why are we making a festive destination?
Because for...
Bubba got raped in this cell. Come, take a look.
Yeah, it done hurt my asshole. This Bubba's still there.
This is the toilet where they made all the wine from.
Yeah. Honey, the soap is so slippery. I'm going to drop it. I can't hold it anymore. Don't.
Is it supposed to be haunted?
No, that what they do is they set up a haunted house in it.
Of course they do.
Yeah. And
it's an active prison?
No, it's not.
Okay. Well, that certainly would be an adventure.
Yes.
Oh, you give the inmates something to do.
Sure. But here's a, you have these shivs. You might as well.
Yeah,
them.
Right. Oh, the shank will work really well on the Grim Reaper thing.
Cut this bitch to shreds.
The Grim Reaper may have a shank.
You don't want to get out of practice.
Doesn't he have a sickle?
That's right. Yeah. No, well, wait. Hold on a second. We could just melt that. Yeah. You know, we could get it to bend.
I just got shanked by the Grim Reaper.
Story.
<Yeah. laughs> No, it was decommissioned in about the 70s.
Right, right.
And so now it's just a decaying, old, cool-looking building. It looks like a big castle.
That's what I have to scare the shit out of you.
Yeah, it's all
you went at night?
Enough. Yes.
Of course you did.
We went at night, and through October and the beginning of November, like around Halloween time, they have terror behind the walls, and it's great.
A behind the scenes of Joe's house?
Yeah.
There's enough screaming.
There certainly is.
And enough horror.
I thought I recognized her.
I don't know about a marriage, but as far as a haunted place where I never want to go back, it was a success.
Yeah.
It was really great. I mean, I love those places. They scare the hell out of me. But then if Mr. Helix comes around the corner and I don't hear him coming, I will shriek and jump up in the air because I'm very tightly wound.
Is this at the house or the home?
At home. At home. I will shriek.
I told you when Joanne did that at a restaurant.
No.
Quick story. We're at a restaurant. It's a beautiful. I took her out for her birthday. This is about maybe 7-8 years ago.
You made it all the way to the restaurant at that time?
Yes. This is
a special day.
This is in the reasons why department of Joe's life.
Oh, boy.
We go to a nice quiet restaurant in Huntington. We sit down.
Quiet before you got there.
It was. So there was about maybe another five couples in there having dinner. It was a quiet Friday night, and I had a really bad day. I sit down. They bring the wine. I have the wine. We ordered our meal. I'm like, good. I could just finally kick back. Joanne goes, I have to go to the bathroom. She goes in the bathroom. About 3 minutes later, there is a blood-curdling scream coming through the restaurant. And I go, I put my wine down, and I go, oh, no.
I know that blood-curdling scream.
I know.
I know that insanity.
And she walks back in. I go, was that you? Yes, it was. And I go, what happened? A woman opened the door on me. It sounds like Godzilla opened the door on you. What's in that? And we got in a big... I walked out.
No!
I walked out. I walked... Did I walk home? Yeah, I walked home that night. I walked 5 miles home.
Walked so right out.
5 miles home because I was so embarrassed.
Imagine if I did that every time Joe embarrassed me.
I know.
I'd be a lot thinner.
A toothpick. Yeah.
I'd be a lot thinner.
What if I just spit? I'm so sorry.
Yeah, nobody likes to see that.
Yeah.
No.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm sorry. It's very unusual for me.
You should have told me. I would have been right there.
Bye, Susie.
Yeah, I know. There's never a slop towel around when you need one.
I'm not slop towel stupid.
Oh, that's right. I don't need a slop.
I kind of wasn't drinking on that one. I would have spit too.
No, the carrot.
There he is.
But I don't need a sock. That's not exactly.
You need somebody to absorb. Swallow. All right, get on with your penitentiary stuff. Enough of these characters and shenanigans.
All right.
I have a feeling you'll have a lot more time with them. You know, a watch for me would be a belt.
Guess where you're going, but somebody isn't.
Go on.
Well, when you first go in there, they give you the choice of, do you want to just have a normal haunted house experience, or do you want...
They're going to give you the special.
No, what they do is they give you a glow-in-the-dark little necklace to put on, and that means the actors can see you, and that means they're allowed to touch you.
Mm.
And they will take you, that means that you're the one, you're ready to go, and so, like, they can pull you off into another room, or, you know, they can, like, yell at you and get, like, up in your face, and, like, they can touch you. I put the necklace on, and Mr. Helix and our friend wouldn't do it. They're like, no, nobody's touching me.
Fuck with, yeah.
people were like grabbing my shirt from arm, like through a wall. People were touching my hair. There, like something came up out of the mists and grabbed my knees. I was screaming, blood curdling screams like Joanne from start to finish.
Yeah, but you're in a haunted house. You're not sitting in a lovely Italian restaurant in Huntington on a nice mellow Friday night.
No, but if Godzilla had opened the bathroom door, yes, blood curdling.
For our anniversary,
yes,
I got for my wife. We're gonna go next Wednesday to Jekyll and Hyde's factory.
It's good.
Where's this?
In New York. Have you been to, like, the haunted, besides the restaurant?
Yes.
They have, like, it's good?
Yes.
And we got the super scary one, like, that not, because you can go, like, not so scary or super.
Oh, we didn't go through the haunted attraction. We went into the restaurant.
Oh, no, the haunted attraction's new this year.
Yeah, no, so that's going to be something.
So that's what I got for her anniversary.
That's awesome. No, so much fun. I like going into those scary things, and people are like, wait a minute, what the hell is wrong with you? Because, you are so tightly wound that you scream when your husband comes around the corner at home. And I'm like, but there, I know it's actors. It's not real danger.
It's okay if they put their hands up your skirt. They're actors.
That's right. They know how to diddle.
So, it's all right if they grab a boob. They don't mean it. They're just actors.
No,
it's
no,
a part.
They didn't touch any of my naughty spots. All right. Unfortunately.
That was your anniversary. Was your anniversary yesterday?
My anniversary was yesterday.
Yes.
Happy anniversary.
Thanks.
12 years?
12 years.
I can't believe it's been 12 years.
14.
Well, we've been together like 17.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Our anniversary.
I can't believe that's 12 years ago.
I know. Is that crazy?
I can't believe it was 12 years ago.
I know. I looked really shitty for 12 years.
Yeah. That was a good time. Wow. It was 12 years ago since the roast.
Show and other comics walked the wedding party.
No. I was a lucky second guy up.
You're
funny,
Joe. It was your crowning achievement.
Yeah.
If Joanne was here right now, I would say on that night, Joe most certainly was not a failure.
Yes.
It was very funny.
And things were good back then.
You still liked your wife.
Yes. Liked it. I love it.
Still liked your wife.
Still tolerated it.
Sure, I did. When I invited Joe Curry and guest, I knew who the guest was.
Yeah.
I actually thought it was longer than 12 years ago because
really?
I didn't know Mr. Helix yet.
That's why he didn't come.
Yep, that would be why.
You would have been a stranger and not welcome. but you know, I couldn't believe it was 12 years. When I saw that on Facebook, I'm like, 12
I know,
years.
I was like, what?
Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
No.
I'll try to end it this year.
No, one of us is.
That guy, Paul Wilde, was right.
Listen, yeah. Prior to the stripper club, you might have,
exactly,
you know. The
swinger club.
Swinger, stripper, what the hell?
Yeah, so I'll let you know how that was.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because she kind of likes those haunted things.
Ooh,
that sounds super fun.
Yeah, so we'll go to the restaurant, eat something to eat at the restaurant.
Ooh, yeah.
And then we'll go to the haunted house thing, the factory.
That sounds awesome. I
think she'd like that.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
The restaurant thing has things that watch you and talk back to you.
You mean cats?
No.
Yeah.
No, but all kinds of things. It was fun.
Anything else before we take our break?
That'll do it.
I think we need to rest a refractory period. Everybody needs a sandwich.
Come back. We'll do some drunk myths. You are listening to Davin's Den. We'll be right back.
You can listen to Davin's Den live every Tuesday on extremejams.com. That's extremejams.com. WKAD Radio, Wicked, Clutch and Wiggle, CyanetRadio.com, TalkSuperstation.com, The Juggernaut, MacDaddyRadio.com, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, DavinsDen.com. TheIndieAuthority.com also has apps so you can listen live on all mobile platforms, including BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. If you missed Tuesday night's show, you can download the show at any time on DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, PodAlmighty.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm. Scammer clips are available on iHeart or DavinsDen.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.